From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, December 16th, 2014. Arthur Cassano is reporting in the Register Star following a public hearing Monday, December 15th. The Columbia County Board of Supervisors unanimously adopted the county's 2015 budget. The $147.3 million spending plan includes a 1.34% tax levy increase, which falls under the state-mandated tax cap. The budget includes funding for infrastructure repairs and renovations to the County Department of Social Services building in Hudson. The projected sales tax revenue for 2015 was increased to $36 million. Also included was a $1.2 million transfer to subsidize the county-owned Pine Haven Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. The spending plan did not contain any cuts to services or staff. Following the budget vote, the full board heard presentations in executive session from three for-profit companies interested in purchasing the Pine Haven facility. The county intends to follow through on the process of privatizing the 120-bed skilled nursing center sometime in the coming year. Read the full story in the Register Star. Colin Moynihan is reporting in the New York Times, New York City police are now using a long-range acoustic device to transmit loud, piercing sounds as a crowd control tool. The ear-splitting noise emitted from the device can reach up to 152 decibels. The apparatus was used Thursday, December 4th, to control marchers during protests that erupted following the New York grand jury's failure to indict a police officer in the July killing of Eric Garner on Staten Island. A witness who came close to the device while documenting the protests called the beeps, quote, emotionally jarring. She reported experiencing pressure on her forehead and feeling dizzy and disoriented. On Friday, December 12th, three attorneys sent a letter to Police Commissioner William J. Bratton requesting the devices not be used for deterrent purposes until the police fully tested them, adopted public guidelines for their use, and trained officers in how to properly operate them. A New York Police Department spokesman said officer training in the use of the devices addresses intensity of sound, duration, and distance. In the past weeks, they said those factors were controlled at levels not considered dangerous or harmful. The department purchased two of the devices in 2004 for $35,000 apiece in preparation for the Republican National Convention. They were used to make announcements during the convention and to clear Occupy Wall Street protesters from Zuccotti Park in 2011. The use of the deterrent function on December 4th appeared to be the first sustained use in New York, the lawyer said. In addition to the NYPD, police departments in Santa Ana, Pittsburgh, San Diego, and Boston use long-range acoustic devices built by the San Diego-based LRID Corporation. Read the full story in the New York Times. The Daily Freeman is reporting gasoline prices continue to fall. The average retail price of gas in New York State fell an additional 5.4 cents per gallon last week. According to NewYorkStateGasPrices.com, as of Sunday, December 14th, the average price was $3 per gallon statewide. In the Hudson-Catskill area, GasBuddy.com showed the price of 87-octane gas was in the range of $2.87 to $3.04 per gallon. The national average was $2.57 per gallon, down 8.3 cents from the previous week. The senior petroleum analyst with GasBuddy said stations in 13 states were selling gas for less than $2 per gallon. The price in New York reported was nearly 66 cents per gallon lower than the same day a year ago and 26 cents lower than in November. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Governor Andrew M. Cuomo, Monday, December 15th, announced the results of the latest round of crude oil tank car and rail inspections. In a statement released by his office, Cuomo said inspectors from the New York State Department of Transportation and the Federal Railroad Administration uncovered 100 defects, including 8 critical safety defects that require immediate action. State and federal teams examined 704 crude oil tank cars and approximately 95 miles of track during these inspections, which occurred on Tuesday, December 9th, at Frontier Rail Yard in Buffalo, Dunkirk Rail Yard in Chautauqua County, and Kenwood Rail Yard in Albany. The inspectors also examined the CSX mainline track between Schenectady and Selkirk, and the Canadian Pacific mainline track between Albany and Whitehall, and between Plattsburgh and the Canadian border. Read the full press release online at governor.ny.gov. For the local weather, today there's a chance of rain mainly after 3 p.m., cloudy with a high near 41. The chance of precipitation is 50%. Tuesday night, rain mainly before 3 a.m. with a low around 36. The chance of precipitation is 80%. Wednesday, chance of showers mainly before 7 a.m., cloudy with a high near 47. Wednesday night, it's slight chance of snow showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 30. Thursday, mostly cloudy with a high near 41. Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 28. and Friday partly sunny with a high near 35, Friday night partly cloudy with a low around 24. Sunrise today was at 7:18 a.m. and sunset today at 4:24 p.m. with the length of the day being 9 hours and 6 minutes. Today is the third Tuesday of the month and WGXE suggests calling ahead to confirm the time and location. The Durham Town Board meeting is at 7:30 p.m. at Town Building, 7309 State Route 81, East Durham, 239-8260. The Hillsdale Town Board meeting is at 7:30 p.m. at Town Hall on Main Street in Hillsdale, 325-5073. The Hudson Common Council Finance Committee meeting is at 5:30 p.m. Formal Common Council meeting at 7 p.m. at City Hall, 520 Warren Street in Hudson, 828-1030. The Hunter Town Board meeting is at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 5748 Route 23A in Tannersville, 589-6150. The Lexington Town Board meeting is at 7 p.m. at Municipal Building, 3542 Route 42, Lexington, 986-6303. The Philmont Planning Board meeting is at 7 p.m. at Philmont Village Hall, 124 Main Street in Philmont, 672-7032. The Taconic Planning Board Workshop meetings at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, Route 82, West Taconic, 851-7638. And the WGXE Community Programming Advisory Committee meeting is at 5:30 p.m. at the WGXE Hudson Studio at 704 Columbia Street, 2nd Floor Hudson, 697-7400. This has been the WGXE Hands on Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, December 16th, 2014. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Katie Donnelly. Have a great day.